T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. For the first time, it's going down history, baby. New 3-6 Mafia.
We are in our 7 o'clock hour. It is brought to you by Zero Res. Smart, lasting, clean. We are moving closer to the 2024 NFL Draft. The Falcons will be on the clock in the first round with the 8th. Overall pick. And Falcons GM Terry Fontenot, when he talked to the media yesterday, he talked about the value in drafting a QB purely to stash as a developmental successor.
You're going to weigh it, right? Because again, it's our board, it's how we see the players. But if we see a player that we believe can be a franchise quarterback at any point, whether it's this draft, next draft, whether it's a player we can trade for, whatever it is, then you have to bring that player in because, again, we're talking about the next 4 to 5 years plus when we're talking about guys that we're drafting.
Well, there you have it. Go ahead and write it out. 8th pick overall, Michael Penix Jr. No.
Careful.
I don't have a problem with stashing a quarterback when teams do this. That's not a big – I understand. I don't think you do it at 8. And the reason I don't think you do it at 8 is because you're picking at 8 for a reason. And that means you have a lot of more holes than some of these teams that can do it. I have thought that Green Bay has been great at doing it with Aaron Rodgers and then again with Jordan Love. But Green Bay's been in positions to do that because every time they've done that, it's been at like 24, 25, 26. And it's been a first-round talent that has fallen in the draft. I don't think you can do that when you just basically kind of maxed out your salary potential for the next few years and filling voids on the team and then say, well, because you're just not close enough roster-wise.
I also think that Green Bay has kind of struck gold with what they've been. And we've seen 1 year Jordan Love.
But guess what? Guess what they also done, Mike, before you finish? They forfeited winning titles just to have the quarterback of the future. Because who would have...
They forfeited the end of Aaron Rodgers' career.
Yeah, because Devontae Adams and another stud with Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, and that's why Aaron was so mad back when it happened. I think there is some merit to it. But I also think that you've gotten a little bit lucky to the point that Jordan Love is... He's about to enter contract year. You know what I mean? Like, you are going to see a small sample size of a starting quarterback, and then you're going to have to pay him. And I think there is some luck involved in it. I'm not saying it shouldn't happen or should never happen. I think it has to be the spot-on scenario for it to happen. And you mentioned, Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes going at 10. They were in that spot. They knew that he was – they believed in their scouting. They knew he could be that guy. They had an Alex Smith that they did not think could get them to the next level at the time. And they knew schematically he would fit.
And they only had a year left. They knew they only had a year of Alex Smith that they were going to – they only wanted a year more of Alex Smith. So they knew go up to 10 from 27, let Mahomes learn for a year, and then
yes,
he takes over. And that was a real plan. You're not doing that with Cousins.
No. I will say this, too. We've talked a ton about Spencer Rattler and Jordan Travis and some of the other people in the back end. I'm starting to get the feeling, though, guys, and because I thought, hey, maybe we can grab Spencer Rattler in the 6th. I'm starting to get the feeling that Spencer Rattler is going to go a lot earlier than that. Some of the mocks I'm starting to see, he slide into the 4th and 3rd.
The talk has been heating up.
You might be looking at like a Kadon Slovis, kind of guy, like which where you're
Pratt?
In 5th or 6th round. I'm not going to sit here and act like I've watched a ton of his film. I think that, you know, when you look at the numbers, that they all become serviceable. I think the thing about Spencer Rattler is he is a really, really raw prospect, but he's got all the ability in the world. And I think that's what kind of, makes him pop out at you.
So Fontenot's been a part of a draft or two, you would say, over the years. So he knows just how much things have changed as the draft process has progressed. And so, yeah, things might look different the last few years when you're picking at eight.
It has tweaked. It really, you know, we look at it every year in regards to the process and how we're going to operate. And regardless of the results, we're always looking at the process and how we can improve it, right? We take everything with a humble approach and look at how we can improve as we step away from things. And with this, the cool thing this year is we got a lot of new coaches that have done things some different ways, particularly with Raheem and Jimmy and Zach being in L.A., a lot of respect for Les and Sean and that group and how they operate up there. And so there were some unique things that they liked in the process that we've said, okay, well, this makes sense, because what we're always trying to do is be as efficient as possible.
Well, I think what he's talking about is he's getting used to the difference in art. And look, when Raheem came in at that opening press conference, he mentioned multiple times the relationship that Les Snead had with Sean McVay and how they did things and how much he enjoyed it. He liked it. And I think part of it, when you create a relationship like that or start a relationship, you're basically saying, hey, how do you see things going? And, you know, Raheem probably told him, he goes, well, this is how I want to do things. And then you make your own system, Tiff.
Well, there was such an open dialogue. I had the Rams this season with Morris there as the defensive coordinator. And so, yeah, there's a very much an open dialogue in how the Rams did things.
And, yeah. And I'm sure that Sean probably took in Raheem's point of view and then whoever he technically had as his OC who was helping him with game plans. And I would think that Raheem, Jimmy Lake, and Zach Robinson are all in kind of that process with Terry, right?
Yeah, and he mentions Les Snead as well. I mean, that Les Snead's been in a lot of good draft rooms. You talk about somebody who's seen some drafts, Les Snead being under Thomas Dimitroff, being a part of those drafts. He's also, he and I used to go back and forth all the time. Les Snead's an Auburn grad. He's from Eufaula, Alabama. I mean, this is a guy who is now about as California as you can
get. That's on the way to Panama City.
Yeah, so... I think and Terry talked about it yesterday too, encouraging debate. But also when you walk out the door, you walk out hand in hand. And so I thought that was really cool to hear, because you don't want an echo chamber, right? When you're in a scouting department or a draft room, you don't want somebody to just nod their head and say, yeah, you're right. You want somebody to kind of play the other side of the coin. Hey, this guy could be a game wrecker for us. Well, you know, Terry, he runs a 5.7 40, and, he might not be, the kind of guy you think he's going to be. That's what you want. So encouraging debate. I think that was really cool to kind of hear Terry go down that road. But he, also said at the end, when me and Raheem walk out the door, we're going to walk out hand in hand, having been on the same page.
And a lot of what they do spend the time talking about, too, is the defense, right? So this is a collaborative effort. But you're also bringing in probably guys that have similar but maybe a little bit different visions in how they've done things before. So Fontenot also talked about the defensive scheme changes and how they affect personnel preferences.
Well, the cool thing about our coaches right now, talking about Jimmy Lake, Zach, Marquise, those guys are really smart, but they're also very forward-thinking and very flexible and open-minded. So we really want ultimately good football players. I know Jimmy said it before that, hey, we're going to be hybrid and we're going to do different things. So I know this is a type of – we have a clear vision for what we're looking for and what we want to bring in, but I know our coaching staff is going to get the most of our players that are here, and they're going to put them in position to be successful. So I'm excited about those players and other players, because I believe if the skill sets that we have – we're going to make sure that we maximize all those players with what they can do because of the confidence I have in our coaching staff.
Hasn't that been the biggest point of conversation for us when it comes to Dallas Turner?
Yeah, that's
exactly what our conversation has hinged on the show. And speaking of which, we'll get Nick Kelly on from Tuscaloosa News at 8:40 today, and he's going to talk about Terry Arnold and Dallas Turner and Kool-Aid McKinstry and Braswell and all the other Alabama prospects that some of those have been mocked a lot of times. over to Atlanta. But I think the fit with Dallas Turner is what we've kind of gone back and forth about. He's a perfect fit. Does that make him the, you know, first defensive player taken? Is that a right when you're a perfect fit for the defense that's sitting there at eight? I don't know. I still think, guys, in my opinion, that you are probably looking at somebody else. I just don't. I know that a lot of people say Dallas Turner is a perfect fit, and I agree with that, but I don't know that that automatically makes him a top 10 pick. And I think when you hear the term multiple and we can kind of be a hybrid defense, that kind of makes my ears perk up a little bit.
So who fits better?
Well, I think when you here's the problem, Tiff. Here's what it all comes back to. We have used this term edge now for how many years have we used the term edge in the draft? Edge hasn't always been a thing. Outside linebacker, and it used to be defensive end. And we've blended that term, right? We've blended outside. Now it's pass rusher. I think Dallas Turner is a great outside linebacker. And I think Laiatu Latu and Jared Verse are good defensive ends. Then you also have to ask yourself, what type of defensive end? Is he playing a four technique? Is he two gapping? Is he going to play the wide nine, the Calais, you know, role that you've seen in years past? I don't know. But I do think that Dallas Turner is going to be a very, very, very productive player in the NFL. And so if they pick him, hats off to you. I love it. I don't know that, like we've talked about before, I don't know that you're looking at him going, hey, this guy's going to get me 15 sacks next year. That's just how I feel and have felt throughout the process.
I kind of feel like Latu or Turner are better at a height, would be better depending on basically based on how they were used, what we've seen out of them at that more hybrid role than Verse. I think Chop Robinson would be better than Verse as well. Now, the problem for Chop Robinson is, you know, we can talk about all the – he is the ultimate boomer bust because he has all the athletic traits, but we haven't really seen him put it together on the field like you've seen these other guys do.
Who was the pick that the Lions had a few years back? Was it Ezekiel Ansah that was kind of like that where you were like, man, this guy is just
– and they called him Ziggy, yeah.
Yeah, and you were like, man, this guy can jump out of the gym, windmill dunk and all the other stuff. And the question on draft night was always, can he rush the passer? And I think you're going to see some of that tomorrow night. It's going to be, you know, does the tape match up with the measurables, match up with the person, match up with the visits?
Tampering charges. The NFL is reviewing charges against the Falcons and the Eagles, but maybe some of you will be able to breathe a sigh of relief this week. I'll tell you why next when we go in the huddle on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
More than just sports talk, this is The Morning Shift.
I'm in.
Me too. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within The Huddle, brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com on The Morning Shift.
We're back here on The Morning Shift. We are going in The Huddle, and per the NFL, the league's review into tampering allegations against the Falcons and Eagles is ongoing and will not conclude this week. So, the other report we talked about yesterday, which was that it was probably going to be done this week. Now the league has come out and said, no, it will not conclude this week. So you have to be breathing a sigh of relief that there will be no punishment levied on this year's draft. When it comes to the Falcons. It's this year, right? If it's not coming this week, it's not going to be retroactive.
No, you're right. That's...
Yeah.
The sigh of relief part
For this year, for the eighth overall, yeah.
Because it makes
and
me...
And anything else in this draft.
Makes me wonder, you know, that I've seen them get these things done before, and like before the draft, and now I'm kind of like, now how extensive are they going? How bad could it be?
Dude, I had the same reaction.
You know,
I had the same reaction. I was like, what's taking so long?
See, I'm living in the moment of this week, so I wasn't really looking ahead. But I see what you mean. I understand your concern.
Terry had to say. Terry's reaction at the end of his statement was, you know, we're excited moving forward. And I was like, no, we're not. Like, we're not excited moving forward.
Well,
yeah, I'm glad it's not this week, but yeah, we're not excited moving forward.
I'm excited that I don't have to worry about anything that I need for this year being taken away from
me. That's more of the point I'm getting
and
at.
And I can prepare in free agency next year to not have a third-round draft pick or whatever it may be, right? But I don't have to worry about that this year. Like, all the plans that we've made, or, and I say we, but that, well, you know, because I'm a part of it.
Terry's got you on speed dial, right?
Yeah.
You sit next to each other on the plane, probably. You know, he wants to pick your brain about roster management.
If he's an empty seat or Miller Pope, then yes, but.
If he's dressed as a Delta chair, yes.
And last time I checked, Bill Belichick didn't come here, so he still had. Right. He still has power. See, Terry, we always had your back on that.
Yeah. No, I think it's good news because you would hate that. I don't think the NFL would do that. I don't think they'd blindside you, you know, 48 hours before the draft and say, hey, you're not going to have this pick.
By the way, yeah.
Yeah. But I am. It does make me nervous moving forward that it's taken long enough to where I'm like, what are y'all cooking up? Like, you know, like I don't see how the investigation should take any longer. The problem is, and I know there was some back and forth on Twitter yesterday. The problem is there's no like outline for this. You know, there's not like a standard, like we talked about Jeremy Maclin and we talked about Tom Brady and there's been a couple of others throughout the last, you know, couple decades or whatever. But there's no like when this happens, this is what's going to happen. No, you don't know. It could be anything. It's probably going to be draft picks, but it could be anything. So who knows?
This, according to ESPN.com, the Giants have explored trading up from the 6th overall pick in the draft. The belief is that the Giants hope to land North Carolina quarterback Drake May. Daniel Jones was a 6th overall pick 5 years ago out of Duke, and the Giants gave Jones a long-term deal after the 2022 season after not picking up his fifth-year option in 2023. So Jones has a fully guaranteed salary of $35.5 million. In 2024.
Well, I don't think they can get to 2 because that's their division rival who also needs a quarterback.
Yeah.
And so it's New England, Arizona, or the Chargers. I just don't know if Drake – I think they got to get to 3 to get Drake May if that's what they want because I think that basically New England's going to – they've probably figured in their mind they're taking, unless they've just fallen completely in love with someone that plays quarterback that we don't know of, like a Michael Penix Jr. or J.J. McCarthy. It's basically Drake May or Jaden Daniels for them.
I'm going to put the player hat on for this one because I think there's probably a lot of Giants fans going, no, we don't. What's the Duke-North Carolina rivalry called? It's the battle of
Tobacco
Road.
Tobacco
Road. I did it.
Yeah, Tobacco Road. So there's some Giants fans going, we don't need another Tobacco Road quarterback in the top 6 or whatever. And I think it's fine, but let me put the player hat on for you for just a second. If you're Drake May, do you really want to go to the Giants? Like, you're looking at it going, okay, man, yeah, well maybe you won't trade up. Maybe I could go to, I don't know, New England.
Can I give one reason why?
Sure.
Brian Daboll. And I think Brian Daboll is the guy that unlocked Josh Allen. I think he's the one that got in Josh Allen's head.
And Daniel Jones had the good. What was the year they – was that 2 seasons ago?
It was Daboll's first year. Yeah, it was the 22 season. And that was the year that Daniel stayed healthy. Saquon was somewhat healthy.
Yeah.
So I'm not upset because what does New England have that makes me want to go there?
That's a good point. I want to back up to Tiff's point, too. Because he did have a good year a couple years ago. The injury last year, unfortunate. But it does leave me wondering why they would be so willing to try to jump up to 3 or 2 to get a quarterback when you have had success with Daniel Jones.
And you paid him.
And now you're out from under Saquon Barkley. And you, listen, there is some flexibility there. So, yeah, you did pay him. There's a lot of questions around that situation for me.
I'll always believe they paid him out of necessity, not because they wanted to. Like, they paid him because they were like,
You're right.
We got a great year out of him. What else are we going to do? And then he gets injured, and now you're right back at square.
I also wonder, for them putting whispers out that they want to take a quarterback, and we've talked about the first four picks, possibly the first five, they're sitting at six. So I do wonder if the Cardinals don't make a move, if they want to have the whisper out there of, hey, we're looking at quarterbacks, just like the Falcons and the Michael Penix thing.
That's a lot of this. This is, I know we have silly season for other stuff, but the week of the draft is very silly. The one thing I'll say real quick surprising me, hope it's on the sheet, I am shocked that we have not heard about an agreement with Caleb Williams and the Bears yet.
Same.
Peyton Manning is talking to Denver Sports 104.3, and he said that he has talked with J.J. McCarthy and knows there's a mutual interest between the team and the Michigan quarterback who won last season's national championship. Manning said, I know Denver is very interested in him, and it sounded like a place he'd love to come to, but it's a little bit out of his control. Manning did say recently he had a conversation again with McCarthy and that he came away impressed with it. They actually texted the day after the national championship, and yeah.
So. Well, they did, and J.J. McCarthy didn't respond because he thought it was a prank. So Peyton was like, so I texted him like a few days later, and he responded with, oh, it's like really you. I thought I was being pranked. And I'm like, that is exactly how I think. I would have probably wrote back, blank you.
Yeah.
Or
middle finger emoji.
Or just not respond. Why would
because if somebody
says,
Peyton Manning.
If somebody says this is Peyton Manning, I figured one of my jerk friends or, you know, groups that I'm in would have been like, hey, here, I got literally gotten a burner just or had someone do that to me just to mess with me.
I will say this, just in terms of say what you want to about Sean Payton and his relationship with Russell Wilson, but you know what he can do with an offense, and also Denver as a place to live. I think I'd be excited to go there too if I was AJ McCarthy.
Yeah,
I'd
I
be
love like, my two stops there.
I went on a visit there when I was coming out for the draft, and I was like, man, this place is sick.
It's cool.
You know, you got to get past cool. The Illuminati at the airport thing, but then after that, you're all right,
weird,
I can live
here.
The
weird horse, you know, it's a little. There's a lot of scary stuff you look up about that.
I enjoyed Denver. You can go to Red Rocks, see the concerts. It's a cool place to see a concert. I've never seen one there. I've just been there when it was empty. I would be excited about going there and playing for a guy who had a number nine, guy that wore number nine, just made him like a Hall of Famer. Now, Drew Brees had a couple of good years before he went, but he went to Sean Payton and the Saints, and he unlocked him. I think the best game day offensive play caller in the NFL, probably still today, is Sean Payton. And I know that it got messy with him, but this guy has shown that he can coach, especially the quarterbacks and offenses. I would be excited to go to him if I was a rookie.
I went out to Colorado, and I wanted to go to a concert at Red Rocks. And I can't remember the name of this group, man, but you want to talk about something that I was not into. Ended up going there anyways because I wanted to see a concert at Red Rocks. I think that was called Pretty Lights or something like that, some kind of EDM. Boy, you want to talk about
EDM
fish out of water. I'm in the back just kind of bobbing my head. You know, there's a cloud of smoke over the place, and I'm like, I don't fit in here. But it's a cool concert, nonetheless.
Sounds
cool
like something you need mushrooms for, and I don't think they have a lot of them in Colorado at Red Rocks. It's kind of dry over there.
Well, let's stick with Denver per Adam Schefter. They have picked up the fifth-year option on cornerback Patrick Surtain. The second. So the number nine overall pick of the 2021 draft. Surtain has appeared in 50 games with 49 starts. He was an all-pro. You know, the list goes on and on. So George Patton, the Broncos GM, said in February that picking up Surtain's option would be an easy one for the franchise.
That's a guy who does it all the right way. I followed him since his freshman year at Bama, and obviously his dad being a big part of the league and being a player for a number of years. Surtain does it the right way. The interesting part for me, guys, is this is more than not. I hear Terry Arnold compared to Patrick Surtain a lot, and I don't think it's just because of the Alabama connection. I think that's just the style of player he is, and he's a little more handsy than Surtain was, but I think that was definitely an easy thing for the Broncos to do.
This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for my
I'm stuff? Glad you asked, Tiffany. It's One Word Wednesday. You guys will be on the clock
Hold
and
on.
Ready to roll.
Are there prizes?
On the other side.
I got to open a new tab.
You got to
gotta Google them big words.
Get your adjectives ready. So we'll hook it up. It's One Word Wednesday on Mike. Won't want to miss it. Coming up on the other side. Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
What are the haps?
Start the day the right way with the Morning Shift.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
All right.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mic'd Up. It's one word. Wednesday. That's where I, Mike Johnson, will ask Tiffany Blackman and Squidbilly Bo Morgan to fill in the blank. Fill in the blank. Maybe we should just call it fill in the blank. You like that? We'll switch it to Fridays. We'll call it fill
funny
in the blank
how you really
Fridays.
Like enunciated my, that's right. My government name.
Yeah. Well, so. I said my whole name, so you had to have your whole name, and then I should have said big time Tiffany Blackman Squidbilly Bo Morgan. But nonetheless, we've done this now twice, and this contest is tied. I did talk to you guys about a prize at the end of this. So
is it end of the day or is it like
no.
A month?
This is going to be
we have a month
when
reset.
Do we get the,
I think it's at the end of the month. I was like looking at my watch, going, "Do we have one more? Do we have one more Wednesday in this month?"
Do you just show up with the a prize at the end of?
Yeah, at the end of this
one
month.
One word Wednesday.
Okay. Oh, this is the last Wednesday of the month. Okay, well, so how about this? Today's the tiebreaker. The winner right. After today. Tiffany's going to get some Chobani creamer because as much as she used to judge me for drinking creamer in my coffee, she has turned to the dark side.
I've changed.
And Bo is going to get
the light side.
Bo's going to get a three-pack of Mio because he likes to drink the color water.
I don't know if they sell it in three packs. I'm buying by the bottle.
I'll put some duct tape around it.
I mean, I'd like to buy a carton like there were cigarettes. That'd be pretty cool. It's kind of right. Like my cigarette. God.
I want to go ahead and start with this one because our guy Zach Evans. Our guy Zach Evans tweeted at us, and we were talking about nip-tuck viewing parties that Bo said he had earlier in his life. Zach Evans says 100% had nip-tuck viewing parties back in the day. A couple of bars in Athens even hosted some.
That's right.
I have a lot of questions. About this scenario, but let's start with this one. Nip-tuck viewing parties were blank. Nip-tuck viewing parties were blank. Bo, we'll start with you. And don't say lit.
Groundbreaking.
Groundbreaking.
I mean, viewing parties weren't really happening
no.
then. And nip-tuck brought
Stop
it in,
it.
Man. Then Game of Thrones wanted to do it. Sopranos ended up doing it for the end of that run.
Tiff,
I mean,
this one's wide open for you to take. This one's wide open. Come with a good one, Tiff.
Informative.
No.
Anatomically or what? I mean, what are we talking about here? Informative. My goodness.
That is terrible. She loses.
That's that one.
Dang.
Lose.
Tiff, dang.
What is right. This saying?
Okay. All right. How about this one? let's go with the Falcons drafting Michael Penix at 8 would be blank. The Falcons drafting Michael Penix at 8 would be, Tiff, we'll start with you.
Earth-shattering. For some fans.
Earth-shattering, which is kind of the same thing as groundbreaking. Earth-shattering.
Thanks, Dylan.
It would be earth-shattering for me. I can tell you that. And probably not in a good way, but earth-shattering, I feel like probably a good word right there. Bo, what do you think? The Falcons drafting Michael Penix at 8 would be blank.
GM malpractice.
GM malpractice.
I win that one.
That's not. That is. That, no, you don't. That's malpractice. It is not. It is not in any way, shape, or form what you need to be doing with where this team is at.
Yeah.
I went for how the fans would feel. Aren't you the voice of the fans, Bo?
Yeah, you're supposed to be the guru.
Your response is trash.
But I think he's right.
Wait, what?
That's right.
Would
be malpractice. It would be malpractice.
You can't say that.
Although,
me up
you could
like
have made the same argument last year about the Bijan pick. It, you didn't need a running back.
But he said GM malpractice. He didn't just say malpractice.
That's a good point, Tiff.
Well, technically,
he did circle back and
not
say
in
malpractice.
Dictionary.
It's malpractice by the GM, and it's the word that I'd use to describe drafting a quarterback at 8 when you just signed one to $45 million AAV a year.
All right.
So I win.
Let's hit this one. Tiffany was offered a free ticket to the Braves game last night.
She's Googling malpractice right now.
Instead. Do I need to get
keep
a paper
going. No, you keep
thesaurus
going.
I just want to
make sure it applies.
Tiffany instead decided to turn in around 8:30 at some point near the seventh inning stretch of Max Fried's gym last night. So Tiffany turning down a free ticket to the Braves game last night and going to bed instead is blank. Tiffany turning down a free ticket to the Braves game and going to bed instead is blank. Blank. Tiff, we'll start with you.
It's a sacrifice.
It's a sacrifice.
Because I spared you all the wrath of me this morning by not getting to do my nightly expensive, luxurious face cream routine with oils and then cream applied on, yes,
it's
on top
sacrifice.
To seal it in.
All
and
right.
then I had my full breakfast here and coffee, and I was a much nicer human being. So
that's true.
I sacrificed my joy and experience of going to the game for
you
guys.
What do you think, Bo? She turned down a free ticket and went to bed.
I'm a hero.
It's on brand for Tiffany.
On brand?
It's typical. It's who she is. She
Look
didn't
at
stray
you
away.
Google on brand? You...
No, did I wanted
you,
to find
you didn't
a different.
Google on brand.
I wanted
Tell
to find
me
a...
you did go... I'm
he
stop.
Googled. He Googled
stop.
It.
I did. I wanted to do it. I wanted to find a different word, and I couldn't. I couldn't, so I just went with own brand.
Trash.
Gosh.
Trash. Straight up trash.
And you used the
Hot
right
garbage.
Word at the end. You could have just said typical. You could have said
Do
typical.
You know how much a three pack, how many, how much Googled a bottle of Mio
brand.
Costs per bottle?
I don't know how much.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
$5?
No, it's close.
No, we're just throwing words. We're not doing right. adjectives or whatever anymore, right?
All
I'm
right.
just throwing out words.
Tiffany definitely won.
Literally
that one.
Just
this
throwing
man's
words
over here.
Out.
All right, how about this? Once the draft is over, Terry Fontenot will feel blank. Once the draft is over, Terry Fontenot will feel blank. Bo, we'll start with you.
Satisfied.
Ooh, good word.
Because he's going to get everything he wants and then some.
Mm, satisfied, like a man at a buffet. All right, Tiff, what do you think?
Vindicated.
Vindicated. Oh! Vindicated.
Just crown
oh, man.
Crown me.
This one's a tough one.
From people
but wait,
talking
wait.
Trash Ooh. From the previous years, maybe there were some down years.
Vindicated.
We just came off of kind of a roller coaster of a season, right?
Man, I don't
so
even
I
know if it
like,
fits, but the fact she
I just
used
like
the word vindicated,
I like it,
I'm actually
going to
give
like
her
it.
That one.
No, you
yes.
can't. You can't use
just,
a word out of context.
Good. It sounds
I'm
good.
I'm actually going to give her that one because it was a great word. I don't know if it fits, but it's a great
word. Are we just trying to use big
that's
word?
Ever questioned him.
Big word.
Vindicated from anyone that's ever questioned him.
All right, how about this one?
You can't even spell vindicated.
Maybe we'll do a spelling bee next.
You're the one Googling on brand.
You Google on brand.
Definitely beat
was there
you
a hyphen
in
on brand? Did you find that?
All right.
Well, what's it to you?
Dylan is heading to the draft. Dylan is actually leaving today and heading to the draft. So here's my question, or my fill in the blank. The entertainment value of the actual draft is blank. The entertainment value of the NFL draft is blank.
So being actually being there.
Yes. Like the actual in-person entertainment value of being at the draft is blank.
Electric.
Ele-
I was there in Nashville
I don't believe you.
For that one.
We were talking about Luke Bryan earlier. I was like, I don't believe it.
No,
believe
I, what, the Nashville
Oh, you were at the one
that,
in Nashville?
Yeah, I was reporting from
oh.
there.
Oh.
I had the,
okay,
that makes
Are we talking
football
as
shift.
A reporter? Or
it was so, on Broadway,
hold
though,
on.
Right?
It was on Broadway.
Okay, I can see that being electric.
And I got to do a whole behind the scenes. Okay. It was pretty cool. But the atmosphere it on Broadway was
But
it's pretty cool.
I'm talking about sitting in the draft in the radio like when it was like Radio Music Hall.
Okay.
Day the round one, which is where Dylan will be.
But we're not doing.
Hold
we're
on.
Not, we're
hold on. As a fan,
different
because he's not covering it, which is I know it's electric when you're covering it because
no, but he's
of all
not
the
sitting in Radio City Music Hall.
He's going to be sitting
now. The draft is in different locations.
Yeah, but I know, but he's going to be sitting in a room in Detroit, Michigan. It's in Detroit this year. Underwhelming.
Where is it in Detroit? Because I'm sure that maybe they did a setup like they wanted to have in Vegas. Maybe
underwhelming
they did
a
setup
is a good word,
like,
too.
They normally
hey,
do
y'all
an
outside
for round
two.
You're watching people's dreams come true.
Yeah, I know, but like you only
you
get to
hear.
It's not like there's like a live music yet.
Yeah,
like, you
didn't
get to see
say,
like every 10 minutes there's a word
say,
being said. No mind.
Underwhelming.
You didn't say the full draft, the entirety.
I'm going to give Bo that one. Underwhelming's probably
rocks.
Good. I know I can't.
You can't be in downtown Detroit. There's really nowhere to have it.
How about this one? Yesterday I used this probably three times on the show, and then Terry used it in his thing.
Wait, say it again.
This term. I used it yesterday three times on the show, and Terry used it during his presser. The term, the hay is in the barn. The term, the hay is in the barn, is blank. The term, the hay is in the barn, is blank. Tiff, we'll start with you. Lame, overused.
Cliche.
Cliche. Okay. All right. I see where you're going with that.
There you go.
Cliche. Bo, what do you think? The term the hay is in the barn
the term
is
a
blank.
Fake farmer would use. Like Bo. Bo would definitely use that. Paulin County's finest.
A faux farmer.
Fake
that's what we're going to call
County.
Him.
I was.
Fake PC up in here talking about I'm a farmer.
Yeah, Luke Bryan. I don't believe you.
I'm going to tell you something. Of all the people at the Urban Farm on Monday, I'm the one that could work the hoe best.
He was a hoer. Yeah, he was.
And I was.
I forgot
I was,
the phrase you used yesterday was.
What's the word?
Yeah, what's the word? Yeah.
Underused. Because I like it.
No, I'm going with Tiff on that one. I like it.
I think most people should use it.
How about this one? Our man Dylon, for his trip to Detroit, he actually got that new haircut. He's got that, you know, that good fade after having it longer for a little bit. Dylan's new haircut is blank. Dylan's new haircut is blank. Tiff, we'll start with you. Be careful here. I can see the look on your face. Dylan's new haircut is blank, Tiff. Go ahead. Floor's open.
Fresh.
Oh, what a great word.
Fresh.
Fresh is good. Dylon approves, right?
He does.
He gave you the double point.
Thank you, sir.
Like that guy on that clip.
Are you Googling?
Thicker than
a
bowl of oatmeal.
Right.
He's
now?
Like, yeah, that's it. What do you think, Bo? Dylan's new haircut is blank. You can't use fresh. It's already off the board.
Trying to find synonyms for fresh.
handsome. Good looking.
Conventional.
Conventional.
Yeah. It's not out of the ordinary. It's very safe.
Yeah. If someone got a haircut and you said, oh, that's conventional.
No, Tiff's
very
gonna,
safe.
Tiff's gonna
very safe.
Tiff's going to win this
I
one.
I also like them better with the hair.
All right. Let's see. Tiff's up by one right here. Let's go with this one. Max Fried throwing a complete game shutout was blank. Max Fried throwing a complete game. I used the term vintage earlier. Max Fried throwing a complete game shutout was blank. Tiff, we'll start with you.
Inspiring. Because there's a lot of concerns about, you know, pitching. We lost, you know, we had some injuries.
Okay.
Inspiring. And I feel like.
And he said he was inspired by Bryce Elder as well. Inspiring. Bo, Max Fried throwing a complete game shutout was blank.
Dominant. He dominated that lineup last night. He had him confused. He had him making, like, very weak contact, hitting off the ends of the bats.
I'm talking about for the rest of the season. Don't you want it to live on? Don't you want that greatness to carry on?
You want
just a one-night performance?
Who are you inspiring?
For one night?
No, Bryce Elder's performance was inspiring because it inspired Max Fried to be dominant.
The people behind the glass have spoken. They're going with dominant. So here's the here's the deal.
I'm just kidding. I love you.
I didn't mean to do this, and that's why I went to them. We're tied at four right
now.
We're tied at four. All right, so here's what we're going to go with for the tiebreaker and the winner of this April round of One Word Wednesday. The most important trait in a top 10 pick is the most important. We've talked Dallas Turner fits the defense. Is he a game changer? Is he a game wrecker? The most important trait in a top 10 pick is blank. Tiff, we'll start with you. Grittiness. Reliability.
I'm
violence.
Going to go with in a top 10 pick.
The most important trait.
A word that could encompass
Chobani Creamer on the line.
It could encompass all of that. It's not going to wow you.
Okay.
Character
is the most important trait in a top
Good
10
character.
Pick. Squidbilly, the floor is wide open. What do you think? The most important trait in a top 10 pick is blank.
Dedication.
Because
if I pick you
hold on. Falls under character.
Hold on. No, it doesn't.
If
I pick you in the top 10, you damn well better be dedicated to not only my team, but this game.
Just because you say it with dedication doesn't mean you're right.
That's exactly what it means.
You don't have to point your finger at the table.
That's exactly what it means.
Because you're acting like on an episode of Friday Night Lights and you're trying to give some sort of motivational speech and you pound your fist when you say it does not mean
you
are right.
I'm dedicated to winning this game and you're not.
That falls under having good character.
No, it doesn't.
It does. That's why I went for the all-encompassing word, Day-Day.
I will have to say that dedication would fall under the character umbrella.
I'm specific with it. I explain what dedication is. Everybody can have – just because you have character – Vic Beasley has character, but he wasn't dedicated to football.
How do you – you can't say – you can't – you don't know him. You can't say
– I know when Dan Quinn wanted to work with him in that fifth year and Vic Beasley wasn't willing.
They're split behind the glass.
Dedication means
tiebreaker.
A lot of good people with character aren't dedicated.
You better not do it, Michael. Give us one more. We have to go to break.
I'm going with dedication. It's more specific. It's more specific. I do think character is important, Tiff, but I think character on the back end of the first round is very, very important.
You take us to break. I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm going home to clean up dog puke.
I guess you're not dedicated.
Dedication.
No, not if you're on my team.
That's as close as we could possibly get. Bo's going to win today 5-4, and Bo's going to win April One Word Wednesday. Sorry.
And again, I was as fair as possible. Because I allowed him to win.
Yeah.
All right? I'm out here.
You're the hero that Gotham puppies. Needs.
I'm out here not going to baseball games for the good of the show. I'm out here letting the little people win so they can feel big.
If you were letting me win, you wouldn't be so upset right now.
I'm not upset.
Oh, you are? You just pitched a little hissy fit.
No, it's not a hissy fit. I am a woman of the people, clearly.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
Y'all are wild.
When we come back here, we will do the wake-up call. You can call 404.
Tell me how I'm a winner.
0929. Call us because we need to get out of here.
You can tweet us, too. 929 Morning Shift. I'll read them.
We'll be right back on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Loser.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.